Begin the current daf, Mesechta Kedushin daf Ayin Vav. Begin 21 lines down from the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. You can continue the theme of this parak and of the previous Mishnahs about different levels of yichus that there are in the Jewish people. And that is, when you're coming to marry a woman, how do you know that she's kasher lover lekuhuna, that she's kasher lover lekal? You have to make sure that she's has an appropriate yichus. So the Mishnah tells us, ha'nisi isha kehenes. Someone marries a woman that's a kehenes, meaning from a family of kahanim, which Rashi points out, the Mishnah means specifically here from a family of Kahanim, because as the Mishnah tells us at the end, that actually if she's a Levi or Yisraelis, you have to add on another level of generations of mothers of this woman to check them out, to make sure that there's no psalim in them too. So specifically regarding someone that's marrying a woman that's a Kahanis, says the Mishnah, Tzorech Livdik Achara. You have to inspect after her regarding to her viability to for Kashas, which, as Tosfos points out, actually, that the primary bedika and the takana that was instituted over here to check out the ancestry of this woman was because of the psul of chalalis, which means to say, because you have to make sure that the kahanis, if you're a kayin, that you're not marrying a chalala. Now, once we instituted this bedika because of chalalis, so then we also instituted where even when there's no halacha of chalala, for example, as the end of the Mishnah talks about Levi of Israelis, but rather there's only concern about mamzeris. So once we instituted that of chalala, so then we already then addressed and said it applies to every woman, even when there's no concern about chalalas, but rather of mamzeris. But regarding the female, as we'll see in the Gemara, where for her there's no concern about the man that she's marrying if he is a chalal, because as the Gemara tells us that there's no problem for a woman to marry a chalal, so then therefore they didn't have that institution, so then they didn't make addition to that, secondary to that, the concern about mamzerim. Because we're not really concerned about mamzerim, we wouldn't have made that takana, but the primary takana was because of a kohenes of concern about chalala, that she'd not be a chalala, because if you're a kohen, there's a problem of marrying such a woman. So once we did that, so then we said for every woman, we go out and we check her out to make sure that her yichus is appropriate. So regarding Aisha Kahenis, what we check is, we check Arbi Imahis. We check by her generations upward, four mothers, two from our father's side, two from our mother's side. Shein Shmoin, which ends up being eight different women, because from each one of those mothers, you check that mother's mother too. As the Mishnah explains, you check to make sure, which according to Rashi's interpretation, not like Taisis, that's the primary takana, to check if there's Mamzeris or any other psulim of the Kehila from the ancestors to make sure that she's not a apostle of a Lakal. You check Ima, you check her mother, Ve'em Ima, and her mother's mother. Now, moreover, Ve'em Avi Ima, this is still from her mother's side, which is her mother's father's mother, and Ve'ima, and her mother's father's mother's mother. That's from a mother's side. So he said that's two, which is four. Then, because each one has that mother's mother. The Emavia, and the mother of the father of this girl that he wants to marry, checks her out. The Ima, and her father's mother's mother. The Emavia, and her father's father's mother, meaning of this woman that he wants to marry. The Ima, and her mother. So it turns out eight different women he has to check when he's coming to marry this woman to make sure that there's no psulim in any one of them, to make sure that the woman he's marrying is a kasher, is a kshera. Now, Levi of Yisraelis, the Mishnah tells us when he's coming to marry, if a kohen is coming to marry a Levi or Yisraelis, meisiv nalein oid achas. So then you have to add on one more. In other words, one more mother by each one of these peers. So for example, you have the one of the mother and the mother's mother. That was by Kehanis. By Levi of Yisraelis, you add on the mother of the mother's mother, and so to by all of them, you add on one more generation. Now, the Mishnah says, however, that Ein Baitkin, this halacha of bedikah, of checking out her ancestors to make sure that she's kshera, you do not have to check, lo min ha-mezebeach ulamala, let's say she's from a family of kahanim. So he starts checking out her mother's, and then he finds that by her mother's father, that he served on the mezebeach. So then you don't have to check anymore, because you definitely know that he's a meyuches, that he's a kasher kohen from the fact that he did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, v'lo min ha'duchen elamala. Let's say she comes from a family of Levim, and it turns out that one of her ancestors were from the Levim that did the singing of the song that the Levim do at the times of the duchen by the platform. So then you know that she comes from kasherim. And v'lo min ha'sanhedrin elamala. Neither do you have to. Let's say if it's Yisrael, or anyone, if one of our ancestors was appointed to the Sanhedrin, to the great court, then you don't have to check him out anymore because you know definitely that he's a kosher, and that's where she's coming from. Moreover, says the Mishnah, anyone that it was established that their fathers are from those who ruled over the Jewish people, or v'gabei tzedaka, was from the charity, ones who are over the charity collections, then masin lekahuna, then you can marry them for kahuna. And you don't have to check after them. The Gemara is going to explain all these different reasonings why over here we know that these people are kashem and you don't have to go ahead and check it out. Moreover, Rabbi Yisi, he says, af mishal yechosim aid, which that's, Rashi doesn't have that gears in that word, aid, be'erkei hayishana shel tzipori. That so too, anyone that was, actually this Yeshana Shel Tzipori, actually it's a name of a city that's near Tzipori, which was called Yeshana. Whereas Rashi brings a parallel in Gemara Ye'erev in the New Testament Aleph, it says Kir Chadasha Shab Yehuda, which would usually be translated as the new city near Judea. Actually, as the Gemara there says, it's actually a city that's called Chadasha, as it says a pasuk in Yeshua. Here also, it doesn't mean the old city, it's actually a city that's called Yeshana. So anyone, where either according to Rashi, that was on this ledger to be the judges, or as our Gersa has it, to actually be a signator in this court of Yeshana near Tzipori, because there they would be meyachas, they would check out whoever wants to, again according to Rashi, either be a judge or to be a witness in their court. They would first go through to make sure that this person's yichus is appropriate, because they were very careful over there, again, either not to have a judge or to have an aid that wasn't miyuchas. So if someone signed or was a judge over there, you know for sure that he's a miyuchas, and therefore then you can marry the children. He says, even somebody that was written into the conscription of the king, someone that was in that ledger, again, of those who were fighting in the war, is someone that you know is miyuchas, and you don't have to be concerned about the marrying them for marriage. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's this case. So the Gemara first asked regarding the primary halacha, the takana of our Mishnah, Maishna benoshi batkina. Why is it that when you're checking out a woman to marry, you want to make sure she's miyuchas, you check out only the women of her family? As it says, we check out four imahis, four mothers. Well, Maishna megavri lebatki, why is it that by the men, however, it doesn't say that you check out arba avos, four fathers of her family, that you should have to check out her father, her and her father's father, that to make sure they're not mamzerim. Why not? Why are we only checking out? Just like her mothers could have been mamzerim, so too their fathers could have been mamzerim. So the Gemara says, "Nashi dechi mintzi b'hadi adadi." When women fight, they quarrel one with the other. Ba'arayis hu demintzu. They fight with arayis. In other words, they don't degrade each other with psuli yichus, saying, "Oh, but your father was a mamzer, your mother was a mamzer." No, they say with elements of znus to say, "Oh yeah, but you're an erva. You're someone that was mizana." They say things degrading regarding arayis. Now the imisa the ikamilson. Therefore, if it was something that in her family, this woman that you're coming to marry had a psul yichus, lo yisli kala, the word wouldn't be out because people don't talk like that when women are fighting. Now, begavri dechimintzu b'hadi adadi, when men fight one with the other, biyuchsin hu demintzu, they fight regarding yichus. Say, yeah, who are you to talk? You know what your father was like? They say regarding yichus. If there would be something wrong with this girl's father or her father's father, then the word be out because everybody knows that's how men talk. And therefore, by the men, you don't have to check because if it would be, you would know it. But by the women of the family, where that's not how they fight regarding arayis, regarding snus. Therefore, we don't know, and therefore, you have to check that out. Now, the Gemara asks another question on the Mishnah. But v'ihinami tivdik baby d'day. The kahanis, let's say, should also have to check regarding the chasen she's coming to marry. Why is it that in the Mishnah did it only say that the man has to check by the woman? Why didn't it say that the woman has to check by his mothers? Maybe the women in his family also have psula yichus. So why is it only him checking her and she's not checking him out? So the Gemara says, Mesayil l'Rav, like as we mentioned this in the previous daf, it supports Rav's halacha. The Rav Yehuda Merav, he says, Lehuzru kasheris. A kosher woman, meaning like a kehenis, who comes from a higher level of yichus, is not warned li nasil lipsum to marry those that are apostle. In other words, she's allowed to marry a chalali, a geri, charuri, meaning, although the Torah says that a man is not allowed to marry a chalala, a geris, and a shivcha that was meshuchra, but the Torah is not particular regarding the halachas of yuchsin from the female to marry such a male. So that's why the Rabban also didn't make such a higher level to require a bedika, even if there would be concerns, let's say, about mamzeris and shtukis. It's only when we there's reason for us to assume that there's an isser over there. But generally, regarding a chashash, we don't have to check. It's only regarding the males that the Torah was more particular about, not to marry halalim and all those types of things. So there we require that you have to check out the woman also for all the other elements, like we said by Levi and Mr. Elis, for mamzeris and shtukis and so on. But regarding the women, there the Torah wasn't so particular, and therefore even for mamzeris, we don't concern ourselves that the woman has to check out the man, unless there's reason for us to assume that. Now the Gemara tells the Rav Adra Ava Tani, he taught a brisa that dalidimos, you have to check out by the woman four mothers, shehem shteim esu, which actually ends up being 12 women. In other words, although that there's four, because two from the father's side, two from the mother's side, but you go upward, where there's a mother of each one, he says that the brisa says that there's 12, because for every pair you have to add on another woman, another generation higher up. So the mother of whichever one that is, higher up than the other one, which instead of being 8, turns out to be 12. The Masnitatan and the brisa was taught that Dali Mas, it's four mothers, Shem Shesh Esre, which is actually 16, because in every pair that the Mishnah had said, where there was two on each side, you have to add on not just a mother, but the mother's mother too, which is not just 8 and not just 12, it's actually 16. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam Rav Ba'ava, we can understand the brisa that he quoted regarding it being 12 instead of 8, as we continue to Amud Beis, Mukamala B'Leviya Bas Yisrael. He'll explain that brisa talking about the case of our Mishnah, which said that yes, when she's not a Kehanis, but a Levi and Basir and Yisraelis, you have to add on another generation. So by them, it turns out to be 12. That's how you could say that was the case of the brisa. Elamasnita, name of pliga, but it sounds like that this brisa that was quoted argues on our Mishnah because we don't find anywhere that you have to check out 16 women. So the Gemara says, no, we don't have to say it's arguing on our Mishnah. My oid achas, what does our Mishnah mean when it says by Levi Yisraelis you have to add on another one? It means zug achas, another peer. Mean to say whichever one you're talking about, you're talking about the mother and the mother's mother, you have to add on not just another mother to that one, but another mother after that. So that's exactly what the Mishnah means by Levi Yisraelis. It's not enough to be 8, it has to be actually 16, because you add on not just one more generation, but one more peer, which is another two women, which turns it into a total of 16. Now the Gemara qualifies our Mishnah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. He says, Zu, our anonymous Mishnah that requires a bedika in the woman before you come to marry her, to make sure there's no psuli yichus, is Divir Reb Meir, is the opinion of Reb Meir, as we had similarly regarding the Mishnah of the beginning of the parak, where the same type of halacha was said, that there's this, you have to assume that there's psulim in anyone but in Bavel, which was like a Seles Nakia, is the opinion of Reb Meir. Ava Chachamim, but the sages say, Kol mishpachis becheskes kasher seinayim des. No, a regular family, you could assume that they're kasher, and you don't have to check out the woman before you're coming to marry her to make sure that there's no psuli yichus. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so that this is what Rav says? But va'om Rav cham baguyu omer Rav says, Mishnah seinu kisher kairo lov ar. Our Mishnah that says you need to check out the woman before you marry her is only when there's some type of witnesses that come along and say that there's something here we think inappropriate with the ancestry of this woman. Now, as Rashi points out, not that they said a total, full-fledged testimony, because then she would be possible based on the two witnesses, rather just a rumor that they say we think there's something with that woman. So that's when you have to check it out. Now, so then the question is, if it's like the second opinion of Rav says, that it's only told me when there's an hour, when there's some type of a rumor regarding the woman. So why would the Rabban disagree and say that there's a cheskes kasha, so you don't have to check her out? If, yeah, but there's an hour, there's some type of a rumor about her, so why wouldn't they require checking it out? So the Gemara says, you're right, man de masniha, the one who had said this statement in the name of Rav, le masniha, does not say this statement in the name of Rav. In other words, the machlikis amirom, Rabbi Hud and Rav Chama, according to Rav. The one who says that it's machlikis chacham and remeir, who the Chacham disagree with the halacha of our Mishnah, obviously it would say that it's not talking about when there's Ar. Because of course if there's Ar, then the Chacham would agree. And the one who says that our Mishnah is talking about you have to check only when there's Ar, would not say that it's Machlokes Rav and the Chacham. They would say that the Chacham agree. And yes, they say that you only have to check when there's an Ar, when there's some type of a rumor going around. Now actually, Ikadami, those that say that, no, these two different opinions in the name of Rav are not arguing. First, Amar Yehudim Rav, he qualifies the Mishnah. Zu divi Remeir, this is the opinion of Remeir that you have to check out the woman. The sages say, they say, no, that a regular Jewish family, or this woman that you want to marry, you could assume that she's kshera. Now, and here he's not qualifying the Mishnah. All he says, and this is what he's coming to say, that even according to Rabbanan, who say in the Mishnah, you don't have to check her out, but then if a rumor goes out about her, then you do have to check. Even a Chum would agree because of the rumor about this woman. So therefore, these two different opinions in Rav are not disagreeing. Now the Mishnah said, you don't have to check regarding a person if they were serving by the Mizbeach. Now my time, the Gemara says, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, Ilav de bat kua, if not for the fact that they had checked out this Kain before he did the Avodah on the Mizbeach, lo have a maskele, they would not have elevated him to do the Avodah. They check out the Kain first, and therefore if he did the Avodah, you know for sure that he's a Meyuchas. So to the Mishnah said, if the Levi was singing the song on the platform in the base of Medosh, so then you don't have to check out my time, what's the reason? So the Gemara said, because the Master says, Shasham hoyu yeshvin miyach sekunu miyach Levi, because over there, in the Lishkas HaGazes, was where the Sanhedrin was, from the time of when they brought the Tamid Shal Shachar in the morning until when they brought the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim in the evening, and they would be Meyaches, the Kaham and Levim, who wanted to do the Avodah, including the Levim, singing the song on the Duchen, to separate them from those who were apostles to do the Avodah and do the Duchen. So if you know by this Levi that he was there from those who sang the song, you know that it was a Meyuches. So did the Mishnah say, Belemes Sanhedrin Elamal. If this person sat on the Sanhedrin, you don't have to check upward, further up, maybe further down there could be a psul, but further up, you don't have to check regarding their yichus, because if the person sat on the Sanhedrin, you could say for sure that is a meyuchas. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, the Tanya of Yisrael, like Yisrael taught a brisa, Kishem Shebezna Menukin B'tzedek, just like the court has to be clean regarding justice, Kach Menukin Mikol Mum Sutu, they have to be cleansed, they have to be clean from any blemish, meaning from any psul yuchasin. Now, as Rashi points out, this is only talking about the Sanhedrin, whether it's Sanhedrin Gedolah or Sanhedrin Ketana, which is 71 or 23. But regular judges, that's not the case, as we'll see later on. But one thing that we see is if the person sat on the Sanhedrin, you know for sure he's Meyuchas, because as we learn, it has to be Menuka from any Mum. Now, Amram Remus says, my Kara, what's the Pasuk that teaches us this Halacha? It's a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says, Kulach Yafra Yasi, you're all beautiful, totally beautiful, my beloved. Umum Einbach, and there's no blemish in you. We see that for the Torah has to be totally blemish free. So when there's someone sitting in Sanhedrin, he has to be that there's no blemish in his yichus. Now the Gemara asked, but Eimamum Amamish. Maybe it's a reference to regular blemish. Like we know Kahanim cannot be blemished in their physical deformity. Maybe that's what it means regarding sitting on the Sanhedrin. How do you know he has no psul yuchsin? So Amrav Achaba, our Yaakov, he brings a different pasuk. He says, Amakra, the pasuk in Mamidbar says, V'hisyatzvu sham imach. Hashem says regarding the Zakenim that Moshe Rabbeinu should gather amongst for himself, that they will dwell together over there with you. What does it mean, imach? Imach b'daymalach, with you means those that are similar to you, meaning the meyuchas, just like you. Now the Gemara still asks, V'dimam shem shchina. Maybe that time in history, those Sanhedrin that was Moshe Rabbeinu had to gather at that time, maybe they had to be miyuchas because of the divine presence, because that gathering was for prophecy. As the Pasuk says over there in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, V'etzaltim in Aruach, Hashem says, I will go ahead and I will take from that spirit which is on you and I will give it to those Sanhedrin that are you're going to gather for you. But maybe your regular Sanhedrin who are coming to judge, for example, like the Sanhedrin that Yisroi, the father-in-law of Moshe, had told them to appoint, maybe they don't have to have no psula yichas. Maybe those that have to be demelach are only those for that time when there was a shechina. So Amrav Nachman Amakroi brings a different pasuk in Shemais, which says v'halkel me'alecha v'nasu itach, which he was told that you shouldn't be doing this yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu. You should have others that will help and make it easier for you, and they will carry the load itach with you. What does itach mean? B'demelach, similar to you again, that just like you don't have any psul yichas, so to the Sanhedrin and not supposed to, and therefore again, if someone, her ancestor, was on the Sanhedrin, you don't have to check further up because you definitely know that he had no psul yichas. So that means to say he didn't come from any psul stock. Moreover, the Mishnah said, anyone that was established that by his fathers they were from the regular judges that would rule on the people, which again, as we said, these are not from those that are on the court of 23 of the Sanhedrin Ketana or higher up, but from a regular judge, you can marry that person. Now, the Gemara says, is that to say that for a regular judge any three judges that you can't appoint someone that has a psul yichus, but that's contradictory from Mishnah Mesach to Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Hakol kashem lod in dinim amanis. Everyone is kosher to judge monetary cases, but ve'in hakol kashem lod in dinim nefashim, but not everybody could go ahead and judge by capital punishment cases. Now, Vavinba, we had asked regarding that Mishnah, Hakol lasu yimai, when it says everybody could judge dinim amanis, what's that coming to include? The Amr Rabbi Huda said, lasu yimamzer, that's coming to include even a mamzer who obviously has psul yichus, he can't even marry into the kila, could judge a regular dinim amanis. So how can you say whoever's father was Mishaytir Rabin, that means to say there's no psul yichus, if you could even be a mamzer? So Abaye says, you're right, well, the case of our Mishnah was Tumah B'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they were very particular regarding their judges, that their yichus should be impeccable, and it's only in Yerushalayim that our Mishnah was talking about, that you could assume then that there's no psul yichus. Avachin Tanu Rav Shimon Bar Zeir, B'Kedushin Debei Levi, he taught in the yeshiva of Levi's Halachas of Masechtas Kedushin, that it's Tumah specifically B'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there they were concerned about psul yichus, and then if he was in any court, you could assume that he is a kasher. So to the Mishnah said, "Begabit tzedakah," that the charity collector, masim, again, you could marry because you could assume that he's a kasher. So the Gemara says, "My time, what's the reason?" The reason is, "Kiven de mintsu b'had the inshi," since the charity collector fights with people. Why? Because the Amamara, the master, had said, "Memashkinim ala tzedakah." The halacha is that if someone was told by the community that he has to give a certain amount of money to charity, and he doesn't give, so the charity collector could take collateral that he to make sure he pays up his pledge. Now, v'afilu b'erev Shabbos, and it's even on Erev Shabbos when the person is very busy, and because they have to prepare for Shabbos, and because of that, when he's coming to take the collateral, the guy who he's collecting from is going to start fighting with him, and he's going to start degrading him. You, what are you doing coming right before Shabbos? Now, v'em'isadike, if there was something wrong with this charity collector and his yichus, isle kala, the word would get out, because people want to find flaws with this guy because he's pressing on all their vulnerabilities right before Shabbos, taking away their stuff. And therefore, we could assume the Gabit Stucker, if we don't know otherwise, that there's no psul yichus in his family. Now, the Gemara brings a story related that Ushpezichne de Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Giyar Rahava. The host of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, where he stayed, was from a family of Geir. Now, Vakominzi Ihu Rabibi, now this host and Rabibi were quarreling. Where again we see this concept about what we're talking about quarreling. Mar Amar Ano Avidna Sarusa de Masa. One of them said that I want to be the one that takes care of the assemblyman of the town, to take care of the things of the community. Mar Amar Ano Avidna Sarusa de Masa. The other one said, no, I'm going to be the ruler of the city. So Asla came to Rabbi Yosef, they came in front of Rabbi Yosef. So Amalhui said to them, look, Tanina, we learned in the Braisa. Pasuk in Devarim says, Saim Tasim Allah Melech. Place you shall surely place upon you a king. As the pasuk says, "Mikarev achicha," from amongst your brothers. Now, from the superfluosity of the pasuk, because it says "soim tasim," and it says "Mikarev achicha tasim," it says many times the word "tasim." Why, if we're talking about just one sima of making a king to place upon you, why say many different placings? So that's the drush that says the brayse, to tell you, "Kol masim mishatem mason." Any appointment that you're placing, even a small little thing like just taking care of the community's needs, just like the king is only allowed to be a full-fledged Jew from amongst your brothers, so too, here, even for the just taking care of the community's needs, you have to be someone from amongst the Jewish people, in contrast to this host, who was from Gerim, who wasn't Mikar V'chicha. Now, Amli Rav Adi Bar Abbas said to Rabbi Yosef, Afila Imam Yisrael, even if his mother is a Jewish woman. So Amli says, no, Imam Yisrael Mikar V'chicha Karin. He says that the halacha is that if his mother is Jewish, then we consider that from amongst your brothers, so even though his father, that family is from Gerim, but that would be considered Mikar V'chicha. So therefore, that doesn't give Rav Bibi the edge over this person's host, over Rav Ada Bar Ahava's host, because he was also considered Mikar V'chicha. So rather, the pshara, the compromise that came out was, Hilkach, Rav Bibi the Gava Rabahu, Rav Bibi who's a great person, Li'ayin B'mil D'Shamayi, he should be in charge of heavenly needs. For example, he should be the Gava Itztaka, regarding assessing and giving it out, and also in regards to giving out who should be the maturgamon, the one who translates the Torah reading, and the haftarah, the mafter. Umar, and the host of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, li'ayin b'mil d'masa, should be in charge of the basic needs of the other tzarchi tzibur, for example, regarding the weaponry and digging pits and taking care of the gates. That's how we should split up who's in charge of what. Now, Amar Abaye commented, he says, Hilkach, therefore, man de mashri tzuva midrabona bush bezichne, whoever's going to host a Talmudic scholar, la ashrik Rav Ada bar Ava should host someone like Rav Ada bar Ava, the yod de la mahapach le beskusi, that knows how to speak up and be an advocate for the host, whereas we have over here where he helped his host, where he was able to get a post and taking care of the community's needs because he was able to show how he's also mekarev achicha. Now, continuing on this regarding Gerim, Reb Zera mitapabur, Reb Zera was actually very involved in the sons of Gerim to honor them and to actually give them posts in the community. And Rabbi Baravu mitapabur, he was also involved with them. Whereas in contrast, b'marav in Eretz Yisrael, afilu reish kuri loy mukmi minayu, even in charge of the weights, which the word kuri is from the term of lesach and a kur, which is a type of a measurement, even that they wouldn't appoint a ger to. And b'narda afilu reish gargus loy mukmi minayu, and narda, they wouldn't even give over someone to be a head of to take care of the irrigation of fields, because sometimes there were many fields that shared the same canal, and they would appoint someone in charge to make sure that each person makes sure he gets his appropriate day and someone else from a different day doesn't take it. So even that lowly type of a post, they wouldn't appoint from Gerim. Again, that was their different opinions regarding the appointment of a Ger, regarding, as we see, Mekarev Achicha, regarding if you appoint a Ger or not. Now the Mishnah continued on this halacha regarding who doesn't have to be checked out. Rabbi Yossi Lemer, he said, Af Misha Hayu V'chulu, even someone that was signed in the Erke HaYishana of Tzipari, regarding the city of Yishana near Tzipari, where they were very careful, as the Gemara explains, that to make sure they're Meyuchas, so if someone was signed over there, we don't have to check out. As the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Because they're very precise to make sure who are the witnesses, Umachasmin, only then do they sign. So if they sign, you can rest assured that the person was a Meyuchas. Now the Mishnah concluded, Reb Chanina ben Antignas v'chulu, he said that even someone that's muhtar b'startart Yishal Melech, he's also going to be considered a miyuchas, and you have to check him out further. Now Amr Behuda Meshmul, he explains, it's Toma b'chayyala shal beis David, it's Toma from the army of the for that went out with David HaMelech, where they were apportioned their army service by the month. And then they would keep on repeating that cycle. Every month, a different unit would come and fight, and that's where the term Issar Tartar comes out from. Now, they would write the names of each and every family for which month they have to fight, and they're very careful to be miyachas them to make sure that there's no blemish in their family, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain why they did that. So it's specifically regarding the army of Beis Dover that they did that. If he fought in that army, if he was part of that draft, then you know that he was a miyachas. Now, Amr Yisrael says, Mikra, what's the pasuk that illustrates this? So it's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim Aleph. It says, Visyachsam bitzava b'muhammad, that their yichus was with the army in the war, where we see that they had their yichus if they were fighting in the war. Now, but time my, what's the reason? So Amr Yehuda Maram, it says, Kedei shetei schusan b'schusa voisam misayatan, so that their merit and their father's merit should assist them in the war that they're fighting against their enemy. So that's, if they're miyuchas, you have that element with the shechina rests on people that are miyuchasim. That's why they made sure in the malchama, in the chayolos of Beis David, to make sure they're miyuchas. And therefore, if he fought in that army, then you could tell for sure that he's a miyuchas. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this. But ve'ikah there is, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Tzelek ha'amayni. One of the mighty warriors that David had that were from his warriors was this Tzelek ha'amayni. Now, my love to Asim Amon, isn't it that it means to say, what does it mean, Amoini? That he came from the people of Amon and that he converted. So obviously that David HaMelech was not concerned about Gerim, and we see that it wasn't that they, you could tell for sure that it was Miyuchasim, that it wasn't someone from a totally Yisraelim family. So the Gemara says, Lloyd, the Yosef Amon doesn't mean that he came from Amon. He just that he lived in Amon, but he was a full-fledged Jew. Now the Gemara continues to ask, but V'ikka Uriah Hachiti, but there is another person mentioned over there in the pasuk, Uriachiti. My love to Asim Ches, isn't that it comes from the people of Ches, which are not from the Jewish people? So the Gemara says, "Look, the Yosef Ches, it's just that that's where he lived." But the Gemara continues asking, but Ikad is, as the pasuk says over there in Shmuel Beis, Itai Hagiti. There's this Itai who came, who's from Gas. Now the Gemara says, "Now Bechite Machanam the Yosef Gas." If you're going to say that he's not from the people of Gas, just that he lived over there. But Va'amar Rav Nachman says clearly, Masech Zavoy Dezor, Daf Memdal, Men Aleph, that Itai Hagiti Ba, this Itai from Gas, he came who, as is obvious from the context over there, that he was a non-Jew, Ubatla, and he nullified the idols of this Ateris Malkum, which was some type of an Avoy Dezor, the Amoinim. Now that's obvious that he was a non-Jew, because only a non-Jew could be Mvatla, Avoy Dezor. and Ita Hagiti fought with David HaMelech, and you see that obviously he wasn't having just purely Miyuchasim Jews, when he has this Ita Hagiti, who it's clear from Rav Nachman, didn't just live in Gass, but he was actually from the people of Gass, and that's how he was able to Mevatel Avodah Zarah, because he was a non-Jew. Void, moreover, another proof is, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, he says, Arba Meis Yiladim Hayulei LeDavid, there were 400 children that David HaMelech had, V'kulam B'nei Yifas Toyer Hayu, they were all the children of what's called the Yifas Toyer, which that's the halacha, which the pasuk in Devarim Chafalav says, that if you see a beautiful maiden, which is what Yifas Toyer is, you could veheves el toich beisecha, you could bring her into your house, and those, and they were these 400 children that were born from those women that the Jewish fighters had taken these women as wives. Now, that's why they were accustomed to follow in the ways of non-Jews, as we see that although they were from this Jewish fathers, but as we see how the non-Jews dressed themselves, the same thing were by these 400 children of the Ephastars. V'kulam estaprim kaimi, all of them, they shaved their hair, kaimi meaning in the front, they shave off the hair. U'magadlam b'loiris hayu, and they also, but they grew these long ponytails, which is in the back of their head, which is how these non-Jews do it. And they also, it's an intimidating factor to have these types of people, which is how they cut their hair. And v'kulam yeshim b'kreni shalzav, they all sat in these golden chariots. V'hoimahalchem b'reshe giyasis, and they would go in front of the armies. V'hein hein b'alei agrefim shel beis David, and these were from the mighty ones of the household of David. So you see that you had the sons of Gerim, which is what these Yifas Toyers are, these women who were taken by the soldiers, and you have these 400 children from them. You see that they were fighting in the war of David HaMelech, and therefore you see it's not Miyuchasim, because these are from the children of the Yifas Toyers. So the Gemara says, the Azli liv usei alma. Actually, this Ita Hagiti, who was a non-Jew, and these 400 children, who they weren't Miyuchasim, all they were coming for was to scare the enemy. But they actually weren't coming to actually fight the actual war with the Jewish people. It's just that you see that they're from different nations, and also they were very intimidating how their appearances were. That's why they were coming. But the actual war was only fought by Miyuchasim. So if someone was actually part of the warriors that fought, then, as we said, that's what the halacha of the Mishnah was talking about from Chanin ben Atignis. If you would asar tarti shel melech, which is b'chayel shel beis David, then you know for sure the person was Miyuchas, and you don't have to check anymore.